And now, okay, now I see your question already. This is what's been sticking in my craw about this.
Okay.
to use that popular phrase now.
So what was the phrase again?
Sticking in my craw.
Stick it in your craw?
Yeah, I think my mom used... But my mom also used to say, like, I have a wild hair up my ass, which I don't even know what that means either. But I heard that a lot.
You can get a wild hair up your ass. So,
I've had them.
But I don't know about stick it in your craw. That's
I'm not sure what a craw is.
Is this one of the nose tapping moments? Sweet potato pod with Todd. Sweet potato pod with Todd. Sweet potato pod with Todd. Sweet potato pod with Todd.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Sweet Potato Pod. I am Top Choice Todd Royce. And I'm joined today, this week, with a good friend of mine, Carlos Anthony, hilarious comic. What's up, man?
What's happening, man? It's good to be here, man. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for doing it. Absolutely. This special is called Almost Famous. No, it's not. It's called... God.
Everybody calls it that. I don't know why. We all good.
Yeah. What is the title again?
Part-time Famous.
Part-time Famous.
Almost Famous is a movie, so that's probably why it's easy to get. Yeah.
That's and I feel like you should have been in that movie.
They love doing remakes, so
that's true. Hey, yeah,
here we go.
If Disney does it, then you'll be in. Part-time Famous. I have watched it. It's hilarious. It's great. People. And it's on Prime, right?
It's on Prime. Actually, it's on Tubi. It's on Prime. It's on YouTube. It is on. Right, let's run the table on it. It's on SiriusXM. Kevin Hart's LOL. And it's on nice. Raw Dog Comedy on SiriusXM. So we out there. We out here in these streets.
I feel like you're full time famous now.
Nah, without not at all. Them checks don't say that. No.
But yeah, I've been getting a lot of work after that, right? Because I see you all the time. You're on the road.
Yeah, it's been consistent. I would definitely say that, which is a great thing. Which is what I ask for, which I work for. So yeah, I'm not complaining at all. So I want to stay busy. If I'm not on stage after 2 or 3 days, it starts to bother me. So yeah, we all good.
Yeah. And that's when you wind up showing up at open mics with 80 comics.
That's what happens. And then you realize that, hey, I need to get my shit together. And then you go ahead and go home. You're right at the house. I don't want to sit amongst 80.
Have you ever... Because, like, obviously when we all start, we do those open mics.
Absolutely.
And to me, like, when I used to do an open mic, I have 50 comics on it. I was just like, oh, I get to watch 3 hours of stand-up for free and then go do some jokes. And then when we moved to Vegas... I started going to that open mic, and I would be like number 64 on a 70, and I'm just like, holy crap, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And when's the last time that you sat through an entire...
Through an entire open mic?
Yeah.
I believe I was actually the last time I hosted an open mic, and I had to sit through it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and it was roughly about 80 comics. We're not going to say where, but people know the places that they have it. But it's like 80 comics that you have to sit through, and it's... I mean, let's just keep it real. Out of 80 comics, the ratio of good to terrible is probably you may get 10 good ones out of that bunch.
Yeah.
And the rest are just like, man, can I leave now?
Even like a lot of the really good comics, because you're just trying, a lot of times you're trying new stuff and you only have 3 minutes usually. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're going to be hitting bangers out of it.
Not most of the time.
No.
And it is what it is. And, you know, that's how we get to the level that we're trying to get to is you have to go to the open mics or work it out during the show. So it is, it's a work in progress always.
Oh, absolutely. I do think that it would be good for the clubs here. I'm talking about the clubs off the strip, which mm-hmm. is there's only one brand. I don't know why I'm not sending wise guys. I've always thought that, especially the new one or the newer one that they have out at Town Square, I think it would be great. If instead of doing an open mic on Tuesday or Wednesday, if they just had like local showcases,
mm-hmm.
because they're able to draw an audience. Every time I've gone to one of their open mics, it's not just comics. They have an audience there.
Absolutely.
And if instead of having 70 comics do 3 minutes, if they had 7 comics do 10 minutes or whatever, John Hilder. but if they had something
that's
like,
a plug.
That's right. Hilarious 7 coming to the OYO.
Yeah, August 1st.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing some of those.
Yeah.
Are you on some of those?
I am. I'm on the first one.
Nice. Yeah, that's a loaded one, right?
Yeah.
You, Jocelyn Sharp.
AK, Gooch. I feel like I'm missing somebody in there.
Well, there's going to be 7.
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid
is on there. I'm missing somebody, but yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. It's good, yeah. But that's gonna be a fun, like that'll be a
absolutely.
Fun show. But I feel like there's enough strong comedian talent here in Vegas that you could do local showcases multiple times a week.
Mm-hmm. I've said since we talked about Wise Guys, they should have that open mic one night, and then you pick out the top 7 to 10 from that open mic, and then they come back and they have a little bit longer time to work on maybe a 5 to 7 minute set versus the 3 minutes.
Yeah,
I think that'd be
that's a dope idea.
Because then it invokes the spirit of competition. Now you got to step your level up if you want to be on that next day to come back and do some more time. I think it'd be dope.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. There was a comedy club in Seattle that used to do that. It was the old one, the Seattle Underground. Okay, they're not around anymore, so maybe it's not a good idea. But
they went underground.
I know they had been around since like at least the 90s, and then COVID killed them.
But it has to be a new formula. I mean, having two open mics with the same comics back to back is kind of redundant.
Yeah.
And especially if it's the same amount of people. So it's, I don't know. They have to change the concept here a little bit and switch it up, switch the game up and try something new.
Yeah, I agree. Since we're on the subject of open mic, and I never get a chance to talk about this, but this is one of my biggest pet peeves, and I saw it again the other night.
Let's go with it.
People who do open mics and do crowd work at an open mic. Does that make any sense at all to you?
No. But we're in a crowd work. Unfortunately, we are in a crowd work era right
now. That's true.
And I think that a lot of people think that that is actually comedy. Like, that's like you just go up there and you just crowd work for, I don't know, however long you can do it. And that, they're calling that comedy, and that's not the spirit of comedy. Does it lie there? I should say.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, especially when you're doing a 3 minute set. You ain't got time to ask nobody what the hell y'all doing, where y'all come. Get to your set.
It doesn't make any, like I have fun with the crowd. If I have a long set, if I'm headlining or whatever, I have a long set. I have fun playing with the crowd and stuff like that. But you have to have other stuff to go into. But yeah. The second or third comic of a 80 comic open mic walks up and is like, hey, what do you do for a living? It's like, what are you doing? Dude, you have 3 fucking minutes. All right,
get to it.
Work on some material.
Yeah, nah. But that's the newness in doing comedy, and that's also the era, like I said, the era we're in of crowd work. People want to go see crowd work, and if you're trying to be a true comedian, you don't want to do crowd work all the time. You have material, you have your life to pull from. So let's work on that and see where we go from there.
Yeah, yeah. I've told Butch Bradley this before. When I moved to Vegas, I was like, man, a lot of people, Don Rickles used to do crowd work all the time. People crowd work. I'm a fan of watching crowd work videos. So like, I was like, I'm going to be the crowd work guy in Vegas. That's what I'm going to do. And then I got there and I watched Butch Bradley do crowd work. And I was like, I'm not doing crowd
work. Absolute killer.
Yeah,
crowd work. And the way he weaves in, we speak about material and crowd work. He's a master of weaving immaterial in between crowd work. He's probably one of the best that I've ever seen personally, that I personally know for sure.
Absolutely, definitely. Mm-hmm. 10 o'clock every night at the LA Comedy Club.
As a matter of fact, I'll be with Butch Bradley tonight at 10
o'clock. Hell yeah.
I don't know when this airs.
It'll be in a couple weeks. So. But there's a good possibility it'll happen again then.
Right, there you go. Yeah, catch me with Butch Bradley some night.
You crushed the show too, Carlos. You crushed it.
I so appreciate it, man. It was hard work, but I pulled it out.
I also destroyed Kool-Aid in our roast.
Man, you murdered him. That one thing you said about the other thing.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Oh, boy. That had me in the floor.
Who knew Nazi jokes would be so funny, right?
Who knew? okay.
Man, so let's. I don't even know how to bring this up, so let's just talk about it. The ASL that we learned.
The who?
The ASL, the American Sign Language.
Oh!
Now, you might have to blur that out.
Oh, I forgot. You might have to.
You might have to blur
that. I didn't think about that, because, yeah.
But are you sure? Because I don't even want to do it, but there's one on the right side and one on the left side, and they mean two totally different things.
And I forgot what was it? Do you remember?
I feel like the one on the left is cocaine.
Okay, that's what it was.
Which makes sense.
Okay, so.
But the one on the right.
Has a whole different connotation, to say the least, and we found this out.
Yeah.
In passing.
Now, it is fair to say that maybe at some point you might want to use them both at the same time. I mean, maybe not me.
You might. I don't think that I want to either. I don't think that that's something I really want to do. But let's get it. Yeah, we got to talk about it. It's.
If you had to guess, what do you think the right tapping of the nose is?
I mean, I know the classic.
Wouldn't it be, real quick, wouldn't it be wild if he just said it?
Oh, it definitely means.
Well, I mean, I know it doesn't mean this because this would be like, obviously this wouldn't be funny, but I would assume when you, like, he knows, like, you know, like, no, like,
that would be weird if it was like.
Right? Like, I would assume that would make, but I'm assuming it is something much more aggressive.
But if you drop the silent K, then
yeah,
you're.
Yeah, it's used by the three Ks. Quite often, and they, if they don't want to say it in public, they just apparently they just tap their nose. I like the look on your face. That's the way Todd was looking that night as it was being explained repeatedly
over and over and over again.
Right,
and I'm just like inching my chair away, like. I wonder if I can.
Todd,
my cigar.
Todd had a cigar that was never lit. He was just like the entire time. This probably went on for a good 45 minutes at least.
I mean, it felt like 4 to 5 days.
It did.
But
that came out during a place that we were at.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it was said repeatedly. Just I don't know what the end result was. But the end of the line was supposed to get to. Where were we supposed to get to with that? I don't know.
I think we were just teaching racially insensitive deaf people how to say. Yeah, I think that's really what we were going for.
But yeah, so now I know. So I've been very aware in my surroundings that whenever I see.
You've been aware.
You don't even scratch your nose anymore. You're like.
Nope.
You don't want to tap nothing. Okay. Yeah, no, I get it, man. I was. Not aware of that.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah,
very much so. Yeah. But it's a lot of little, I guess, little signatures that I've seen recently, of course. I mean, again, we're back in different times right now, so.
It's such a weird time.
Very much so. Like, very much so.
Okay, so there was a time where I felt like all, any sort of like mainstream racial stuff was. Mm-hmm. Kind of a thing of the past, not really a thing of the past, but also like, but now it's like it's in your face all the time.
All the time,
yeah.
I mean, race is a big issue in this country, especially right now in the climate of, politics. I try not to get into too much political
but
it's everything is in your face. It's always a racial issue or a racial concern.
Yeah,
which is an interesting thing. I mean, I think we need awareness on racial issues? Absolutely. Absolutely, right. But I'm not one of those people that takes it over the top and thinks everything has to be a race issue and not that's it's not the way it
is. It's especially weird when it's coming from white women. I've seen that. I see that so often. Where like the number one group in America that uses the race card is white women.
100%. 100%, which is odd, but you know, as a matter of fact, it's funny because this wasn't a race thing. It's just some shit that just happened when I was on my way over here. I'm standing and I'm leaving my complex, and there was a white lady standing on the other side of the door. I was coming to the door, and the Amazon worker was right there. He was trying to get into the door, and she was asking him, and it was a minority, do you work for Amazon? And I'm like, this man has on the vest. His truck is right there. Like, let this man in so he can do it. And he's got packages. Like, he's got the little carrier of packages. I'm like, I'll just walk past, I'll push the door open. Let this man in and go do his job. Like, why are you so concerned with this man being an official Amazon worker? I don't know if I can say that on here, but an official Amazon worker. Like, let this man in. Get your ass out the way.
Yeah, let him. Because here's the thing. If he went, if let's say he wasn't an Amazon worker and he went through the trouble of getting the packages, the car, the uniform. He's going to get in eventually anyway. Just let him in.
Whoever he's going to get, he earned that.
That's like a professional hitman type shit. Absolutely. If you're doing like
he
that much shit.
That. Y'all see me wipe my nose? I don't know why I even did that. I didn't even need to. But he went through a lot of trouble. I mean, the truck was right there.
Right.
Like, come on, lady. Let's move out the way. You're not security here. Like, get the fuck out the way.
That's the weirdest, silliest, stupidest thing. Just like... I don't know, man. It's and I always wonder, like, is that something that's like just really, really new, or are we just seeing it now because everyone's filming it, like that type of stuff? Like, I just, what was it? I saw someone just this morning. I saw a video of like some woman going off at a fast food place, mm-hmm. because I guess she ordered fries and they didn't have fries. And she's just like losing her shit. My and she's like, what are you going to give me? And they're like, well, here's what you have for your order. Here's what it costs. And she's like, no, but what are you going to give me to make up for the fries? And they're like, we'll give you a Coke. And she's like, that's not good enough.
I'm
like,
well, what do you want? And I think that's the question. If I was an employee, I'm like, what do you want? Let's get down to brass tacks. What do you want?
Right.
Because there's something specific that you're asking me for. So
yeah.
Let's get to the point versus doing all this back and forth.
Do you want shares in right. McDonald's right. now because we didn't have fries? Like, it's just the stupidest. Like, how empty is your life when something like that becomes your issue?
All right, listen.
Or is it just everyone's looking for their issue now?
Absolutely. Like, and speaking of that, this happened last night at LA Comedy Club. I was hosting the 6 o'clock. And I say, we all say, you've hosted there many times. We all say the same thing at the end, that if you, y'all been a great audience. If you want a drink, go outside and talk to Monty or Justin, whoever the bartender is. He'll give you $5. You call. It's whatever you want. That's the running thing. So she goes out and tells Monty, I see it. Oh, there's free drinks after the show. I was like, when have I ever said that they're free? And she was pressing Monty for this free drink. No, no, he said it was free. It was free. And Monty's like, no, it's $5. Whatever you want. No, it's free. It's free. It's free. It's like, jeez. What do you want? Like, you're not getting a free drink. So beat it. Like, get out of here.
Also, in Las Vegas on the Strip, $5 for a drink is a free drink. I mean, that's...
But she was already hammered because she was yapping during the entire show. She had the $30 all you could drink. So, ma'am, I mean, what's your end point? Again, what's your end point? Just, you want to pass out here on the floor?
Right.
But I was like, that's stupid. I've never have I ever said you get a free drink after a show unless management has told me to say that.
Hey, everyone
here. Right, because you've been such a great audience. Just, it's a free-for-all now. Yeah. Just go to the bar and enjoy yourself. Who says that? Yeah. But it's that sense of entitlement. I think that people have this sense of entitlement right now that they, if they can't get it the way they want it, then they're going to complain about it. It's like, no, I don't think that's how it works.
No. Yeah. But that is exactly a lot of people think. Mm-hmm. This isn't totally the same thing, but I went to Golden Corral.
They still have those?
They do. This was a long time ago. This was like a year ago. And my whole family went there, and we got some shrimp, and we all got sick. Mm. And so I tried to reach out to, I don't even know what I wanted. I think I was just saying, this was like right before the pandemic, to be honest. Like it was,
okay.
And I don't know what specifically I was looking for, other than maybe our money back or something, because we just got like sick out of our minds. And they didn't respond to my email, mm-hmm. so I tweeted about it, and they responded once. They were like, we're very sorry that this happened, blah, blah. Right. And then I was like, well, what are you going to do to make it up? And then nothing, no response. So I tweeted again, and then I tweeted again, and then I realized I'm just this fat guy who looks like he's being ghosted by a buffet chain. Like, they're just of not all talking places. To me anymore. Yeah.
And the Golden Corral at that. I'm going to harass the Golden Corral over these shrimp that I ate. Yeah, that's that. Hey, but that makes sense, though. You're because something happened that was, I'm going to say, I don't know if it was traumatic or not, but it was something that happened where you got physically ill and your family. So, no, I need y'all to resolve this.
Yeah.
Y'all need to do something. And I don't care if it's a free coupon for the buffet in 10 weeks. I don't know.
All right.
But, make that right. Make that right.
I went to, have you ever been to, what's it called? Have you ever been there?
Yeah. Yeah. All the time. I'm there all the time.
It's a famous salad bar. Oh, I don't remember what it's called.
I think I know. Tomatoes.
Sweet tomatoes.
Sweet tomatoes.
Sweet tomatoes. Sweet tomatoes. Sweet tomatoes.
Yeah. So I went to.
No.
Nah. I was there. This is the first, the one and only time I've ever been. I need to talk to the manager.
Okay.
We finished our meal. I went to the bathroom. As I was leaving, I saw one of the employees come out of the stall and just go straight out the door. And I was like, wait the fucking hold on.
Yeah, nah.
So I talked to the manager. I was like, dude, he didn't wash his hands. He didn't. So the guy gave me a coupon. He's like, next time you come back, it's free. And I'm like, next time I come back. I just watched this dude walk out without washing his hands. You think I'm coming back? Well,
I'm leaving right now.
Like, yeah, I mean, I went back the next day. But well,
of course
it's
you
free.
Did. Oh, my God. But, yeah, that's dead. Again, that's noteworthy. Like, nah, I'm not. He's in there tossing salads. Literally. He's tossed it both ways. In the bathroom, man, and then down here on this fruit bar. No, yeah. That's crazy.
It's wild. It's so weird to me to see that sign posted at every bathroom where it's like, employees must wash their hands. And I'm like, I get it, but at the same time, also, like, it doesn't instill a lot of confidence in me in the employees that work there.
Right.
That someone's going to... Oh, fuck.
That, right. Oh, shit.
Again.
Had it not been for that sign, I don't know. I wouldn't have done it. But apparently at Sweet Tomatoes,
they don't even have it. Now they do. Now they have a big neon sign. Just flashing employees.
Absolutely insane.
So you had, or we talked about that one, the Oscar Mayer one. I wanted to bring that up because there's a little bit of backstory here on the podcast.
Okay.
I know
okay.
You're a big fan, but...
Oh, absolutely. Can't you tell?
So I saw this in the news. Oscar Mayer Wienermobile flips onto its side after crash along suburban Chicago highway. Now, the reason why I find this to be significant, the reason why I wanted to bring it up is because we've had an ongoing argument here.
Okay.
Do you know who Joey Chestnut is, right?
Yes.
Okay, the hot dog eater, right?
Right.
Now, this man over here, this is Sweet Derek. He's the producer of the podcast. He's the editor of the podcast. He's a great guy. But he's got a dipshit opinion on this.
Oh, wow. Okay. let's hear this.
This man referred to Joey Chestnut as the LeBron James of hot dog eating. And now, now I see your question already. This is what's been sticking in my craw about this.
Okay.
To use that popular phrase now.
So what was the phrase again?
Sticking in my craw.
Stick it in your craw?
Yeah, I think my mom used... But my mom also used to say, like, I have a wild hair up my ass, which I don't even know what that means either, but I heard that a lot when I was a kid.
You can get a wild hair up your ass. So,
I've had them.
But I don't know about stick it in your craw. That's
I'm not sure what a craw is.
Is this one of the nose-tapping moments?
So, my thinking is, okay. Are you really going to compare someone who eats hot dogs, just shoves 150 hot dogs in their mouth with an all-star professional athlete?
Well, I'm going to go on both sides of this here.
Okay.
I'm going to go on both sides of this. That man has won how many? How many hot dogs?
Like 30, 40. I mean, even more. I'd have to look at the actual number, but he's dominating that for
don't
years.
Don't pretend you don't know the number.
Yes. He's every like, you time, know exactly the number.
Every time he eats a hot dog, he's like, "I'm fucking Joey Chestnut."
But that's still a long. That's
it's impressive.
30 plus.
That's a lot.
And some people call that competitive eating. So it is competitive eating. So what do we got here?
All right. So he's won the Coney Island contest, which is like the famous one, 16 times. But he holds 10 highest totals in the event, and even earned a Guinness World Record in 2021 for eating 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
This is actually his personal website. He's just posting.
Like, that is click. It was one click away. That was in my favorites. So I'm going to say for the sport of eating hot dogs,
yeah,
he would be considered the LeBron James of his sport. That is his sport.
Okay.
But in the terms of reality sports and playing basketball or football or anything, yes, ain't nobody caring about nobody eating hot dogs.
But I don't necessarily disagree with that, because when I really did say that truthfully, I am refraining that he dominates hot dog eating so much that he would be considered the LeBron James of hot dog eating. I wouldn't say he'd be able to go on the basketball court and play in the NBA.
Well, no, I know that.
Athletic guy.
Such a weird thing to me. I don't know, that comparison just blew me away.
But he could have his own shoe with his hot dog. It's just
for me, you don't think it's fair to say that, like, if someone dominates something, that they couldn't be compared to another athlete that dominates something, though?
The another athlete, because I don't consider a hot dog eater. If a hot dog eater is an athlete, let's be honest, I'm fucking... Okay.
But they have training. They have to size their stomach up.
Does he train?
Okay, so I'm wrong. Fine, I'll admit it. But also, then my other argument is, then in that case, if he's compared to LeBron because he's the greatest, okay, shouldn't he be Michael Jordan then?
But here lies
just
the debate.
Tell me I'm right, please. Be the first person to tell me I'm right.
Yeah, he wants me to lose so badly.
Herein lies, everybody has a different GOAT. Like, Kobe is mine. Like, yeah. I don't see Michael Jordan as my personal GOAT. People see LeBron. People see Michael Jordan. People see Kobe. I mean, I don't know who else is on that list. Wilt Chamberlain.
Sure.
So, I mean,
people Larry Bird.
Larry Bird. Yeah. Okay. All right. Just had to throw the white guy in there, didn't you? But everybody has a different goat. So you can compare them to, hell, it could be Kobe, you know, Kobe to somebody. So, right. Yeah, it doesn't matter who it is. It's just that you're comparing, you're putting him up with somebody of the same stature who has done great in their sport.
That's Thank you, it. Carlos. Appreciate you.
So, bottom line, I'm right. So, what happened with the. So, yeah, so this poor bastard who's living his life driving around in a Oscar Mayer. Yeah. What do you do for a living? I drive a Wienermobile. The hot dog shaped Wienermobile hit a car Monday morning along Interstate 294. That person is super rich now. They're gonna sue Oscar Mayer for sure
and get all the wieners. That would be my. What'd you call that award to them? It's like, hey, listen, we'll give you a lifetime supply
of delivered by Joey Chestnut himself.
Absolutely.
And then you can train yourself, and one day you'll be the Muhammad Ali of.
See how this all works out? It's settlement. Just sign here, here, and here. Just sign the settlement papers, and we're done.
Well, I mean, famous Tracy Morgan. I mean, he got hit by that Walmart van truck and made heaps off of that, right? So yeah, I guess probably similar situation here. But it is crazy because this is a staple of like driving around the country, and it just.
But that article doesn't say that he caused the accident. He says we don't know if that other person caused him to flip his wiener.
A very good point.
There you go. I don't know who caused it.
Whose fault was it?
Whose fault was this?
I always think about, you know, those trucks that you see up and down the strip all the time. They're driving around the billboards. Yeah. If I were one of them, like if I had a stake in, I don't know how much, I don't know, they probably just get paid hourly. But if it were up to me, I would pay someone a little extra to like accidentally, not hit somebody, but like hit one of the walls, hit a median or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so that you stop traffic and then you have all the news and then you just like pictures of David Copperfield as they're talking about it.
Is that your game plan? You go get yourself on a mobile billboard, and you go have some. You're gonna pay someone.
It'll probably be me. Let's be honest. It'll be me or Derek. Derek will just be out just there kind of eating hot dogs.
to sideswipe them and create a situation where they have to stop it, and now your face is just
Because then you have all the news vans and all the new like everything.
I'm with
and
this. Can I put my face on the other side?
Let's do it.
The one thing that is hilarious to me, and I don't know how many you've seen it, but do you know the famous truck that drives on the strip that has the girls?
Oh, yeah.
That has been the same picture since I visited here. Like, it's been 20 years. Absolutely. It's the same. Like, those girls don't look like that no more.
Those women are in hospice right now.
They need to have a reunion and put that picture on.
Like, oh, my God. Update the thing. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I think that's always funny. I'm like, they haven't changed that picture in 20-plus years.
They should drive those ladies past in an elderly home van, past that truck, and just to see if they recognize themselves. That would be hilarious to me.
Or a billboard for the elderly home place. Come stay at Sweet Springs elderly home or whatever.
That used to be me.
I like how their name now is Ethel.
Or you call and that's who shows up. Right.
You say you're ready for a good time, man. Be like, no, I am not. No, I am not. Well, man, can you take your teeth out? You can do that, baby. Come on in. This $25 was worth it.
If those teeth pop out, we're good
that
to
is
go.
That is an extra 50 for sure. So we got. I need more digging into this Wienermobile situation to find out who was at fault. But
yeah, it was a video of a crash scene shows that the yellow and orange Wienermobile. But why'd they have to throw in the colors of it?
Everybody knows what it was.
Yeah, you could just say the Wienermobile. You don't have to give so much specifics. Was later hauled away on a flatbed truck. Ooh, hot dog on a flatbread.
The flatbread.
Yeah.
That's what you went to. We're talking about this accident. You just got
that's
hungry.
That's where I go. Yeah.
Hey, drug his wiener away. This story just gets keep worse. Okay.
All right.
Want to dive right into another one?
Sure.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Which one you feeling? You know the topics. You want to go into the UFOs or do you want to go into the unique animal? What are you feeling? I'm going to let you pick your fate.
Let's go with the UFO.
Right. Okay.
Cool.
So flying objects and shrunken heads, World UFO Day, feted amid surge in sightings and government denials. Huh. What's your thought on UFOs?
I believe in it. Yeah, I definitely believe in it. And I think it's something. I mean, because this is a big world. And I say world is a planet. Universe.
Yeah.
It's a big universe. We don't know what's beyond that. So, and if they come down here right now and see the foolishness that's going on, I'm pretty sure that they think that they are safe where they are.
Yeah. That old joke. If an alien showed up now and said, "Take me to your leader," what are we gonna do?
they screwed. We don't know who the leader is. No. So it's going to be interesting. But yeah, I definitely believe in extraterrestrials and other life forms happening.
I've always thought, because even back when I was a kid, it was like the same thing. Mm-hmm. This universe is too huge. There's got to be other. But my thing was always like, why are we at such a low self-esteem that we assume they can see us, but we can't see them? Why are we automatically like, they're so far advanced? You know, we don't know. I mean, now it looks like they probably are.
I think, and again, like you said, we don't know.
That's true.
We don't know. So I think in the next few years, things are going to start materializing. We're going to start seeing more of the realness.
Now, if aliens existed, would you have intercourse with an alien? If it was like Star Trek, Star Wars?
You know, how thick is that alien?
Let me see what that alien mouth do.
If they can take their teeth out,
no, leave them in. Leave them in. I need the full Monty on that one. I give me all of it. But yeah, I don't know. She's sexy, absolutely. I need to see it. Yeah. I don't want a third eye. I don't because that's too much pressure.
To
see what I have.
What about a third breast? Would you be
Total Recall?
Total Recall.
Yeah.
But that's and then I don't know how do you if you got both hands on it, what do you have to throw?
And then you can do a little sucking.
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay. That's interesting.
Which, by the way, that's part of Joey Chestnut's training is a little sucking.
While holding two dogs. Okay. Well, hold. Okay. All right. I don't know. Whenever they arrived, I want to see what she looks like first. And it has to be a lady.
Well, you know, there's something that could really help you with that.
Has to be a lady.
No Galians for this guy.
I'm good on that. Thank you, though. I don't want nobody transitioning. Do you believe in aliens?
I 100% believe in aliens. Okay. I do think that we need to process them at the border quicker. I do believe in aliens.
Wow. Jesus Sage Christ. I think I'm done here before you get canceled.
I do believe in aliens. I believe in a lot of the paranormal stuff. Like, I'm all in on ghosts. Okay. I truly believe what you would.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm not talking about the girls that you ghost.
In that case, no. No, I believe in it. I don't mess around with the evil spirits, though, man. I try to keep that energy away. But, yeah, I definitely believe there's something going on outside of us. Absolutely.
Have you ever been to Zach Bagans' Haunted Museum?
I have not.
So our first time there, I've been there a couple times with my wife. She's big into paranormal.
Okay.
And when we left, she had fingerprints on her thigh. Now, she swears she doesn't know who it was. Maybe there was a guy there and I had my back turned and he was a little handsy. I don't know. But I do know that these bruises, these fingerprint bruises, mm-hmm. got thicker and thicker and darker on her after it.
That is my blackness will not allow me to partake in such foolishness.
I was love that. I think it was from, it was Eddie Murphy. I don't think it was Raw. It was the other one where he was like, he goes from Delirious. I was trying to remember the name. But he goes, that's why you can never see black people in a horror movie. Because we walk in, we're like, wow, what a beautiful house. Get out. Too bad we can't stay.
Right. I'm out of here. I'm out of here, man. I don't play those games. Yeah. I don't play that at all. As a matter of fact, back when The Exorcism of Emily Rose came out.
Right.
And this was around the time, I think, Hurricane Katrina had happened. So one of my best friends came and stayed with me. I lived in Atlanta. And so he went and saw the movie, and he came back. He was like, so the word is the demons work hardest work the most at 3 a.m. So I was like, oh, okay, whatever. So he says, in my house, he was like, hey, the next morning, he was like, maybe a couple of days later, he was like, hey, did you come in the room last night? I was like, no, why would I come in the room? He was like, yeah. And I looked at the clock and the door was opening up around 3 a.m. I was like, yeah, no, you got to get out of here. You got to go. No, I don't know what energy you brought up in here, but you got to go. I don't know, you brought it back from the movie theater or what, but I was like, you would not have this shit in my house. But I believe in that stuff, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Have you ever been to New Orleans?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. My ex-wife was from New Orleans. So,
oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's a whole different level right there.
I was going to say, there's like, you drive around and you're like, I saw 150 people and I'm not sure how many of them were actually alive.
Yeah, no, like, at New Orleans, it's a whole different animal because, I mean, they believe in the voodoo and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's just history down there. So, nah, I don't mess with that.
Yeah, I don't blame you at all. What was the, we were going to talk about... do we have time to talk about the homicides?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we got a little bit more time to kill.
Wow, that's what a hell of a transition.
So latest Lady Bird Lake death prompts police briefing. So I don't know if you heard about this, Carlos, but there's been a lot of bodies that have popped up drowning in Austin from Rainy Street.
I don't know if I like the way that you... I don't know if you heard about this, Carlos, but when was the last time you were in Austin?
That's an interesting story. I actually got accused one time. As a matter of fact, I tried to make this story long story short. So I was living in Memphis. I had literally just graduated college. So I was living in Memphis. I'm from Little Rock. So I had to go get my ID, change my ID over. So I go to the DMV. And this was, I was working at Enterprise Rental Car at the time. So I was on break. I said, I'm just going, it'll be quick in and out. So I get to the DMV. They're like, the lady's typing. She was like, what name do you go by? I was like, Anthony's my middle name, Carlos Anthony Simmons. She was like, okay, have you ever been to New York? I was like, no, not at that particular time. I was like, no. So she types a little bit more, and then she types, are you sure you've never been to New York? And I was like, lady, did I win a trip to New York? I'm on break here. Let's wrap this up. So she gets up from her seat, goes back in the back, and comes back with a sheriff.
Oh, holy shit.
So I'm like, whoa. What's really going on here? And so he said, we gotta have a conversation in the back. Takes me in the back. He said, what name do you go by? And I was like, Carlos Anthony Simmons. And so he's like, yeah, we're gonna have to hold you. So I had to sit in a waiting, in a holding, and not even a holding, it's like just a waiting room, because apparently Carlos Anthony Simmons out of New York was wanted for a double murder.
Whoa.
And I was like, do you think I would come get an ID like, under the same name? Like, dude, come on, man. I was like, so I missed the entire rest of the day of work because I had to sit there for maybe 5 or 6 hours before they faxed the picture, because that was during the fax time.
Yeah.
Before they faxed the picture of this guy to the DMV in Memphis, Tennessee. I would never forget it. I was like, man, if y'all put me in a jail, because he kept saying, after a while, he's like, hey, we can't have you just here at DMV. We may have to take you down to the station and book you until we figure this thing out. I was like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, no.
But Enterprise thought I quit. I go showing up the next day. He was like, didn't you quit? I was like, no, I was accused of a murder. That's all.
Anyway, right. Let me grab some coffee and we'll get to work.
Right, but that's it. That is a true story.
Wow, do you remember what the other Carlos Anthony looked like?
He was way darker.
Yeah.
Way darker. And at that time I had hair, but he was bald headed, so now we're probably a lot closer now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, yeah, no, that, no, I don't think that would be a bad idea, don't you think, to go into the DMV to get a driver's license.
Here's my idea. Right? And I like she thought she was doing the detective work by like, are you sure you've never been to New York? Like you're going to be like, oh, well, the time I killed those two people. Sure. There was that time.
Outside of that, but ma'am, could you hurry up and get my ID? I got to get back to Enterprise. It's like, come on. Then I'm working at Enterprise after all that. Come on, lady. But yeah, I had to get that story in. But back to Silver Lake here.
Lady Bird Lake. By the way, you know someone's going to get killed at Lady Bird Lake.
Just the sound.
Well, basically,
great.
The fun thing this is because it was basically.
Did you say the fun thing?
Fun. I think it's like an interesting story. Dude, there is a fun thing behind it for me if you're interested in true crime.
When was your last time? Yeah.
The point that I say that, obviously, it's a horrific situation, but because they keep like pushing aside like it's nothing. People are just having accidents, but the crazy part is social media, for once, is being used in good and saying, hey, man, this is like, people don't just randomly keep drowning around from the same bar area at the same lake.
Right.
They're all gay men. Tendably, you know what I'm saying? So like there's a trend. So it's a social media that finally got the police to be like, maybe we have a problem. So I thought that was interesting in that sense. That it was fun for social media to band together and be like, we're going to solve this crime.
Just in time for Pride Month. I do like it. It's
already passed, though, hadn't
it? Yeah, but I figured probably it worked. Oh, well, anyway.
Oh, wow.
The first body was recorded on July 14th, 2022. Oh, so this has been going on for years.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, for years. And it's like up to like, I think, over like 12 or 13 now.
Wow.
And the cops are still just like... I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe they should stop swimming. I don't, that don't make sense.
That's what I'm saying. It's wild. But now I think they finally are starting to kind of like hide some of the information and stuff to the public. So they think now, I think. But they keep saying they're accidental drownings or the autopsies are undetermined. And it's just like, ooh, it's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, all of the bodies have been identified except for the three this year. But we don't know if that's just publicly. They haven't. They might have, yeah.
And that's from February of this year. Goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds like a situation going on that they've tried to cover up to not I guess, make people scared. Because Austin is definitely growing. It's one of the cities where a lot of people are flocking to, especially comedians.
Yeah.
So it's a very interesting story for sure.
Man, I hope Tim Dillon doesn't go down there.
Well, we know a few comics that live down there.
That's true. Yeah.
So I mean, maybe you should make some phone calls and start checking on them. But that's a very interesting story.
Yeah, but you make a point that if they probably don't want to go, there is a serial killer because then people panic, right? Well, it hurts businesses and stuff like that. But it is crazy.
It hurts business.
But it's all people, like they said, off of Rainy Street. So
maybe we can get Ray Earl booked down there. Now,
wow.
I love Ray. I'm joking. I'm just joking.
Ray, I don't think Ray Earl would go. He would go, but yeah. I don't think he would be one of these people. That he'd be like, hey, now I'm been to the fuck. What you going to do with him? No, he'd be very loud.
Yeah. He'd also be wearing a shirt that says, take me to Lady Bird, bitch.
Ray's great.
Yeah.
Ray is dope. Definitely dope.
Yeah, he is. This is a very weird video to be playing underneath.
Wow. Well,
what's going on here?
What is this? That's just the pride parade.
Yeah, it's like the pride parade. Maybe because it's because this is attached to like the area. But
it's a commercial. Like, so commercial. It's a commercial for this. It's like they're killing gay men, and now take a look at this video of
for him.
Wow.
See, that's why Blue Chew is so much better than Hims.
Right.
I don't know if you have to censor that. I don't know. All right. Well, you know what time it is, Carlos.
What time is it?
It's time to go off the Todd rope.
What off the Todd rope?
That's right.
I think I'm going to stay off. Okay, no, go ahead. What we got here?
I don't know if you've noticed that there's a pro wrestling ring sitting right here. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we have this little, it's kind of a little game that we play. Right. It's called Off the Todd Rope, because in pro wrestling, you go off the top rope.
You do.
But my name is Todd. So it's off the Todd rope. I pull these out. I don't even know what he wrote these. He wrote these. I don't know what's in here. It's just going to be spitfire, super quick, a lot quicker than this introduction. And we'll see what we come up with here.
Just these are random topics.
These are random topics. If you could perform anywhere in the world one time, where would it be? Austin, Texas at Lady Bird Lake.
We're taking that one off the list. I'm going to say, New York City. What's the name of it?
Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden or Staples Arena. I'm going to have to go either one of those two because those are two meccas of the U.S. So absolutely. But I may even have to go lean towards Staples because I'm a Kobe fan. So I think that'd be dope.
How amazing would that be to be able to perform in that arena?
Absolutely dope. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Now I think about that, that's my number one. Fuck New York.
You heard it here, folks.
Why? Not unless you're going to book me. If you're going to book me, then I love New York.
Yeah, by the way, that sounds like something someone who killed two people in New York would say. Fuck New York. Never been there. Never will be there.
Nah, not going. Not going, B.
If you had a viral catchphrase, what would it be?
Part-time famous. Damn. Did you see how I plugged that real quick?
I like that.
Part-time
famous. I saw it on the car, too. If you're in Vegas and you see a car driving around that says part-time famous on it.
Well, yeah, I guess you could tell them it's on the car. Hey, don't talk.
License plate number is B3. B3. I just started calling bingo numbers. All right. Oh, two came out with this one.
All right.
Worst injury?
I tore my ACL twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
I'm playing basketball.
Yeah.
Playing basketball. So I tore my ACL. So my left knee is jacked. It's never going to be the same.
Damn.
Yep. So that was my worst injury.
So you did that once, and then did it happen at the same time? Like,
kind of a couple of years apart.
Okay.
So I was trying to play basketball in college, and then it didn't pan out that way. Tore my ACL, and then I was in the band, and I was a drum major where we had the black college band. You had to do the back bend, and then I re-entered it.
Damn. And
so, yeah.
Did you re-injure playing basketball or playing drums?
No, it's not the drums. It was a drum major. Let me be specific. Hold on there, Ty. You can tell you've never been off there. Do you know what an HBCU is?
Yes, I know. That.
It's a historically black college. And yeah, you know, we do the whole high marching thing. So, yeah, you can injure yourself doing that because it's pretty physical.
That makes sense.
There we go. There we go.
I literally was like, ow. No,
it's pretty white of you. Let's go with this.
If you could be a play-by-play commentator, what sport would it be?
Basketball.
Yeah, I figured that one. Basketball. I figured that one because of our conversation, not because of
absolutely. Race. Well, I don't know anymore.
Okay, what's the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Oh. Avocado? I mean,
that's a pretty common.
Yeah, I don't like it.
No, you don't like it. Did you eat the avocado just straight?
Yeah, or? I just bit into it.
Bit into it?
That's what I thought you had to do first. I was like, oh, this is.
Wait, before you didn't peel it?
Nah, just straight savage bit into it.
were you like going to fight with someone? And you're like, don't fuck with me.
That might be a good way for that. I didn't say, hey, motherfucker, you. I think I was maybe a kid, teenager. And I think that's really what messed me up for avocados because I was like, hey, I just grabbed it thinking it was maybe like a pear or fruit. And I was like, no.
That's not.
That ain't what it is.
I get that. I did that once with a bagel. When I was a kid, I used to see this kid in school always ate bagels and it had the cream cheese on it. And I was like, that looks really good. So then I asked someone if I could have their bagel and they gave it to me, but it had nothing on it. So I just bit into it. And I was like,
this ain't what I expected.
Okay. We can cut that story. That's... what's your favorite way to exercise or stay in shape?
Blue Chew. that'll get it up. I go to the gym, so I like to lift weights and try to. I'm not a cardio person. I don't really like to do a whole lot of cardio, but yeah, lifting weights is good. I mean, it's good for you. Try to stay in shape. I'm about to be 50 years old this year.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So you do not look 50.
That's a good thing, man. You look great, man. Yeah, I'm trying to stay right. So just in case I might need a Blue Chew.
Do you still play like rec basketball or anything like that?
Okay. I haven't played sports in a while, even though I want to, but I just don't have the time.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Do you still play the drums? I'm still confused on that.
Drum major. Yeah, I want you to look this up, Tom. We'll have another conversation about this.
I'll be looking it up tonight. Drum major.
HBCU.
HBCU. Okay, so that's the...
Anybody who has any kind of knowledge of HBCU band, it's the band is almost bigger than the football team.
Yeah, it's like Drumline kind of. Yeah, have you seen Drumline with like Nick Cannon and stuff?
No. All right. Next thing, because he's really fucking this up now. God damn. You've never even heard of Drumline?
No, I've heard of Drumline. I haven't heard of Drumline.
Wow.
That is my blood.
That is your assignment. That is your assignment for before the end of the weekend. You have to at least watch a piece of Drumline.
You know what's going to happen is I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to run into you at LA Comedy Club. You're going to be hanging out with a bunch of your friends. I'm going to be like, hey, I just saw Drumline. You're going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's okay. I got you back on this one. You just watch Drumline and see what happens.
All right, last one. Speaking of Nick Cannon, celebrity crush.
It's always been Halle Berry. She was top on my list for a while. I'm trying to think of somebody else recent. I was like, oh man, that woman is still gorgeous. Zoe Saldana?
I thought you were going to say Zoe Deschanel.
No. Who is that? You sound like a mustard.
Did you ever see New Girl?
New Girl, yeah.
I have not.
What? it's an HWS. It's a historical white show. That's Zoe Deschanel.
Oh, okay. No, not her. No. Nah. Megan Fox is okay. Megan Fox is on there. That was one of my ones back in the day too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who did she date? The rapper. What was that dude's name?
I'm blanking on his name too.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah, it's Gun Kelly now. Yeah, I think.
It's Gun MGK.
Machine Kelly or whatever. Took the gun.
But Megan Fox would have been on my top list, but Halle Berry is always my one. Sanaa Lathan. She's holding strong. So I might have to put her above Halle Berry actually.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah, that's it. I'm gonna have to give her a call.
Well, she watches, I'm sure. Call, get a hold of Carlos. Watch the special.
Call me.
We'll ship him some Blue Chew and he'll be ready.
Oh, absolutely. I will Blue Chew the hell out of Sonali.
Ready for that DM.
If I get a DM from Sonali Latham because she watched the Sweet Potato Pod, I will. That's just it. It's just that I don't have nothing I can give you.
Make sure and let me know that happened.
Absolutely. We'll come back on here and talk about it. I'll have her sitting in my lap.
That's going to be such a great episode.
Oh, please believe. Please believe. Especially if I take that Blue Chew.
We just see her throughout the episode just getting a little taller.
It's like, where did she go? Like a balloon.
Dude, thank you so much for doing this.
I appreciate
love you,
having
you on. I want to have you back on soon, if you will.
My brother,
but
love. All love.
Any dates you want to plug?
They won't find out now till after. So, you can go to comediancarlosanthony.com or parttimefamous.com and list every show that I have going on that's on the calendar for right now. But you can also just check out my social media at comediancarlos on Instagram, and I use it post up shows, especially if I just pick up stuff in passing that a real time.
Yeah. Well, that happens a lot in Vegas.
Absolutely.
And you're still doing Pass the Mic, right?
Pass the Mic is at Wise Guys once a month. Again, check their website or check my website, and yeah, it's still going down.
Very cool.
Man, it's been a pleasure.
Dude, thank you so much.
Absolutely, 100%.
Take care. Don't forget to
like, comment, subscribe. Thank you, Carlos.
Appreciate you, man.
Bye.